We know that this greenway has huge potential for tourism and to boost the economic viability of our smaller towns and villages. And we'll start in Killooney and finish in Enniskillen. It'll be 75 kilometres in total or around that, pending the merging corridor. And it'll go through Ballygawley, Ballintore, Manor of Hamilton, Drumahair, Belcoo. So this is huge potential. It has also, Ballastadere has recently also been added on. So this greenway will connect back into Ballastadere and to Sligo Town. And what we've seen published a number of weeks ago is a 200-metre width corridor. And out of that, the next phase, it will be narrowed down to a 10-metre corridor within that 200 metres. So this is an important part, as you've outlined, Catherine, in terms of the consultation process. For landowners and homeowners and businesses to have their say, a lot of people, I suppose this has caused anxiety among some in that the corridor is very, very wide, but whereas the corridor will be narrowed to 10 metres within the 200 metre corridor that has been published.
And is there a way forward in terms of alleviating that anxiety?
Yeah, look, people have genuine concerns. I suppose some people don't want or won't want the greenway right at their door or back window of their property, for example. So it's about making it work for everyone. And we've seen greenways in Mayo and in Waterford. There are solutions. And I know that the engineering team has been appointed. We have our own engineer in Sligo. Leitrim County Council are taking the lead in this project, and the consultants that have been appointed to manage it and to bring it to planning stage are ARIP. But this greenway has massive potential, not only for the towns and villages that I've outlined, but also for the northwest. 75 kilometres in total. This was an old railway line for majority of it, and some parts of the greenway will stay along this railway line and parts of it may not, because for example it has been built on in places, so therefore it won't follow the railway line. But it's about a common sense approach. There is a new economic study just after being published in the last few weeks where there was extensive consultation around that, and that shows or allows us to see the benefits of this greenway. It allows us to see what will be needed in terms of accommodation, in terms of small businesses that will open along this greenway or will be needed along our towns and villages and at stopping points along this greenway.